For a while, the mother's superior chatted idly about the news and more unimportant things before she turned. "Won't you tell us now why you were in the coal shed?" she said. "All you need to do is tell us. You're not in any trouble." The girl froze in the chair. "Who put you in there?" The girl's frightened gaze went all around, touched Furlong's briefly before falling back to the table and the crumbs on her plate. Emma Woodhouse, handsome, clever, and rich, with a comfortable home and happy disposition, seemed to unite some of the best blessings of existence, and had lived nearly 21 years in the world with very little to distress or vex her.